Welcome to the Simplicity of Wellness podcast. I'm your host, board-certified holistic nutritionist and professional life coach, Amy White. The purpose of this podcast is to share information that you can use to become leaner, stronger, and healthier by losing weight, shedding inches, maintaining muscle, and managing your mind, all while living your normal, busy life in this modern, sugar-filled world. Hello, Simplifiers. Today, I want to share a real-life example of weight loss without dieting misery. This is a client story that I think illustrates the idea of troubleshooting and using levers to course correct, two things that I've talked about in the past, two things that I believe will transform an existing yo-yo dieter into a person who loses and maintains their happy weight for the rest of their life. Before I dive into my client story, let me explain what I mean by weight loss without dieting misery. To me, dieting misery happens when you try to force body change by temporarily altering your normal behavior in an overly restrictive way. That misery can include, but is not limited to, feeling hungry. We stop eating before we're satisfied, or we skip meals in an attempt to reduce overall daily calories. Feeling deprived, we cut out all of our favorite foods. We avoid dessert and other foods that we enjoy because we've labeled them as bad or forbidden. Feeling sabotaged and angry because friends and family keep inviting you to do things you like to do, but you don't see this as kind and loving. Instead, you think, do they even care that I'm trying to lose weight? Maybe you're really good at saying no, so you feel left out and lonely because you believe that you can't participate in your normal life. If you do, you won't lose weight. You have to live totally differently than you normally would. Often, you can feel exhausted because you've cut your calories so much, you're having an energy crisis. Basically, your weight loss process feels horrible because you're turning your normal life upside down and fighting with your body. The opposite of this is enjoying the process of losing weight. This happens when you realize that what you do to lose weight isn't something you're doing temporarily. It's part of a bigger change process. Weight loss is no longer about turning your life upside down, trying to change who you are by temporarily altering your normal behavior. Instead, you manage your food so that it fits into your life so that you get what you want as part of your normal life. When this happens, you feel good. You don't feel overly restricted. You don't have forbidden foods. As your weight drops and the inches disappear, you feel better. You're losing weight, but the best part is your self-trust, food confidence, and body awareness has increased. You feel in control. You trust yourself so much that your food, body, and weight loss drama disappear. You know what and how to eat to support your body. You get hungry, you eat, you're done, you walk away, and you eat again when you get hungry. It feels that simple. The weight loss process is not a straight line. It's a process that, when done with the right intention, allows you to evolve into a person who is lean and healthy for life because you don't gain the weight back. Your process creates self-trust, food confidence, and body awareness. It doesn't just happen. You make that happen. The client I want to tell you about started with me because she wanted to feel better. She wanted to feel good in her body. Yes, she also wanted to lose weight, but she put that down as a secondary goal. Her primary goal was feeling good while living her life. She hoped that weight loss would be a nice side effect of getting her body to a place where she felt really good. So what does feeling really good mean? What is that? It will be different for everyone, but for this client, it meant not feeling exhausted during the day. It meant being able to sleep. It meant having the energy and stamina to enjoy her daily activities. She also likes to cook and eat, so she didn't want to feel overly restricted. She wanted to be able to enjoy her food without feeling guilty or gaining weight. Ideally, she wanted all of this and to lose her excess weight. She did it. She got her energy back. She also started sleeping, something that she'd been struggling with for 30 years. She shed inches, dropped sizes, and bought new clothes. She didn't feel like she was dieting or forcing herself to be overly restricted in what she chose to eat. A healthy weight loss process, like any process, requires testing and evaluating. I like to refer to this as course correcting. When it comes to weight loss without misery, this means figuring out what works for you. Because permanent weight loss isn't about turning your life upside down, trying to change who you are by temporarily altering your normal behavior. It's about figuring out how to make your normal behavior work for you. In other words, it's not about forcing yourself to eat food you don't like. It's about figuring out what you do like and from there understanding what works for your body most of the time, some of the time, and rarely. This will allow you to continue to manage your healthy weight even as your body changes with age and life circumstances. My client was feeling really good. She'd lost a lot of weight, but she wasn't at her goal. She decided that she wanted to adjust her process to increase her weight loss. The first lever she pulled was calories. Her weight loss had stalled, indicating she was no longer in a calorie deficit. She admitted that she was eating even after feeling satisfied, so eating beyond what her body needed to function well. Nothing had gone wrong. This was great information. She was now aware of what eating to maintain her weight looked like. She'll come back to this information once she hits her weight loss goal. Currently, her goal is weight loss, not maintenance, so we reset her calorie goal to slightly less than what she was currently hitting on average for daily calories. This wasn't a big shift. We were looking for the smallest calorie shift needed to get her weight loss going. Success! Her weight loss kicked back in. All seemed good, but then about 2 weeks after this shift, she said she was exhausted. She said she felt like if she wasn't careful, she'd fall flat on her face. It was that kind of exhaustion. Now remember, her primary goal was to feel good and have the energy to enjoy her activities. Clearly, it was time to do some troubleshooting and course correcting. When she cut her calories, she changed the type of protein she was eating. The lever she pulled to do this was her food fat lever. She likes to keep her protein high, so that was staying in place. What she decided to change was the amount of fat in her protein. She switched from eating fattier cuts of protein to leaner protein, so more chicken, less ribeye. While her weight loss was on track, this change zapped her energy. We took a close look at what she was eating, and it became clear to me that she wasn't getting enough overall energy. Her calories were good, but those calories were mostly coming from protein. Carbs and fats are where we get ready to use energy. This is different than burning body fat, which is a slower process that requires the body to break down stored energy before it can be used as fuel. Ready-to-use energy is energy that's easily extracted from your food. The carbohydrates and fats you eat can be used by the body immediately as energy. We need ready energy. Our body goals and lifestyle help determine how much ready energy we need on a daily basis. Now, most people overdo their ready energy, which is why they struggle with their weight. Too much ready energy, more incoming energy than your body can use effectively, gets stored as excess fat. This client is active pretty much every day for long periods of time. She wasn't getting enough ready energy from her food to support her level of activity. She liked the lean protein and wanted to stick with that, so my suggestion was to increase her carbs. This is an advanced client. She was well past phase one, calming sugar cravings and balancing her overall appetite. She was at a point where increasing carbs was a good option. This didn't mean she was going to eat pizza, bagels, pasta, and other processed carbohydrates. Her carbs are going to come from starchy vegetables like sweet potato, regular potato, carrots, beets, and even fruit. The goal was to increase her carbs to a point that allowed her to continue to lose weight and increase her daytime energy without setting off sugar cravings or throwing her appetite out of balance. She made her changes and tested for a week and then followed up with her progress. Two thumbs up. She was losing weight and her energy was back. Increasing carbohydrates worked for this client, but everyone is different. I have another client who prefers to use dietary fats to manage her daytime energy. Vegetables are a sometimes food for this client because they tend to create digestive issues, so increasing her whole food carbs wouldn't have been a best option. It's important to keep track of how you feel. This is the information that makes it possible to troubleshoot and make adjustments that work for your body so that you achieve your weight loss and health goals feeling good. Creating a result through the process of a miserable experience won't magically make you feel good when you finally achieve the result. If anything, it'll create a personal crisis because the experience you'd hoped for, the one that would create confidence, self-awareness, and happiness, didn't happen. Weight loss without dieting misery is enjoying food in a way that doesn't feel overly restrictive or cause you to overindulge on a regular basis. It's knowing how to work with your body so that your normal life allows a level of self-awareness that makes you feel confident and happy while giving you the health and body you want. That was a quick story, but I do hope that it helped illustrate that weight loss and healthy lifetime weight management isn't a temporary process. It's a lifetime pursuit, but one that shouldn't feel like an extra job. It should just feel like something you do naturally without thinking about it. Like personal hygiene, getting up and taking a shower and brushing your teeth, thinking about how you eat and what you eat should feel that simple. It should just be a normal part of your everyday life. If you'd like to learn more about levers and how you adjust levers to manage your body goals, how you're feeling while you're moving toward a result that you want, go back to episode 2, Transforming Health with Simple Lifestyle Tweaks, because I really outline the different levers in that episode. If you found this episode interesting and helpful, please drop some stars, leave a review, and share it with your friends. I will be back next week with a new episode. Life is busy, and when we're busy, sitting down to a meal often isn't realistic, which means we're grabbing snacks. If you're eating on the run more often than not, click the link below the podcast to grab my healthy snacks list. You'll find lots of ideas for mini meals at home and easy on-the-go travel snacks.